SHF-567, monitoring morning time channel.
Morning, Sam. WSDH-380.
Good morning, time right back, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WSHM 738, you got it on? This is WRWB 49. Once again, this is WRWB 49 calling station WSHM 738. You out there? WSHF 567. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. I was trying to call for Paul, but evidently he doesn't have his radio on.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Good morning. This is WRWB 49.
Yep. Good morning. Friday. Thank God, huh?
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, you're on your way to work.
Yep. A little bit early today, about a half hour. Get out a half hour early, got some stuff to take care of when I get home, so. Yeah, that's the plan today, half hour early, so.
Yeah, I gotta get motivated here in a minute. I gotta go in early. Gotta get off my butt and start heading in, shower here and get ready.
Yeah, I'm wondering when we're going to get the warm weather back.
WSDU 202.
Sorry, don't want you in here, Scott Hubble. You're a guy that called a 3.5-year-old girl, my granddaughter, the N-word. I don't want nothing to do with you, so you can wait till we're done, all right? Thank you.
WSHF 567. Good morning.
Morning, Sam. How you doing today?
I'm doing. You'll never believe this year already.
You're probably chopping at the bit for the warm weather to come back so you can get working on lawnmowers and edgers and trimmers and weed blowers and all that stuff.
Well, yes, sir, but they've already started rolling in. Yep. Yep. Aggie's here already this morning.
Oh, well, tell Bob I said good morning.
Will do.
I told Sam, you know, one of these days when I get down there, I'll drop off those two gas-powered pressure washers I have. You can just have them.
I've got a big old snowblower. I'm going to let him deal with and probably put that up on the blocks. I bought a new one this year, so I don't need that big clunker anymore. That was good for like really huge snows that, you know, you get maybe two times every 10 years.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got one like that too, you know. It's got a big, 30-inch wide path, you know, heated handle rips. It's got self-propelled. You know, I use it, but, you know, we didn't have that much snow like that, you know, for that thing to be used this year.
Yeah, that's the other thing I got, Sam. I got a big wood chipper I want to get out of my shed, too. It's a big son of a gun. We should look at doing the same thing this spring with that thing.
Copy that. Just let me know. I have a lot of friends that chop wood that might be interested in that.
Yeah, it's kind of a big monster. It's a lawn vacuum slash wood chipper. So I think it's a Troy built. I got the manual and everything for it, the brochure, the whole nine yards. So yeah, we'll have to get Bob over with his trailer. We'll haul it over to your house. You can give it a quick run through and put it up on your front yard with a sign on it for sale. And we'll split the proceeds. Maybe I'll donate my half to like ex-heroin addicts or something, you know. Put the money to good use.
I don't know that would be good use.
But all kidding aside, I got these things, right? Those two things I talked about. Eats up a lot of room in my shed, and I don't really use it that much, so anyways. Try to shuffle them off. Let you go through them, get them in good working order. I'll put the money into them, and we'll sell them, and c'est la vie.
Well, I have the foot traffic during the summer, that's for sure. So I've been known to sell snowblowers in the summertime and lawnmowers in the wintertime. So if I could do that, I'm sure I could sell your equipment.
All right, well, we'll work on that. Mike?
Yeah. Like I was saying, you know, when I get down there, you know, Sam, I'll, you know, I'll bring those with me. They don't have wands, though. I mean, that's the only thing. There's no wands. And like I said, the one has a bad coil. It's got a crack in it. And the other one's got a bad unloader belt.
Well, sooner or later, this weather's going to straighten out. You know, this is a typical Michigan. Rarely do you get nice days from April 1st on. It does happen. Last time I remember that really going on at any regular consistency was back around 2007, 2008, 2009, right in there. But typically, you know, you get the last half of April that starts to snap out of the winter doldrums. So we're almost getting to that point. What's today, the 11th? So almost getting to the halfway point. All right, well, you guys carry on. I'm almost where I need to be. I'm going to have my coffee and donut with some prison guards I know. And then it's off to work. So almost at my stop here. You guys have a good morning. Sam, Mike. We'll see you from WSHM 738.
Have a good day. WSHF 567.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you later. I had a QSY into the shower here, so I will talk to you later. WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Good day, Mike. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
WSHS 567, standing by.
Oh, yeah, right there, Sam. We'll, yeah, get you in a little bit here. WRWB 489, we're standing by.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WSGP 77 monitoring.
WSGP 793.
How's it going this morning, 793? This is WSGI 432.
Morning, Jimmy. Nothing much. Just woke up a little while ago. And, you know how it goes, drinking the coffee and trying to get the head on the clock there. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad. I'm just getting on the expressway heading to work here.
Yeah, Roger that. You don't even sound like you're mobile, man. You're coming in. You sound so good. I mean, you're coming in full quieting and everything. You don't even sound like you're mobile there, Roger.
That's pretty good. I think a lot of it has to do with mostly sit like 5 or 6 miles under the Flint repeater here, so I'm really close to it.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you guys are close to it because, like I said, you can't even tell your mobile. You sound like you're like on a base station or something. Just no noise, no nothing. Just all different in there. But, yeah, nothing to report over here. Same old, same old. It's morning. God knows what the day's been playing. You know, Roger.
Copy that. I might see about heading up north and helping my parents chop up some wood from the trees that fell. They have a place up in Mayo there, north of town there, so I might go up there and help them out if they need some help.
Yeah, Roger, did they get hit bad up there too?
Yeah, I think somebody was watching over their cabin. Them trees fell all around that place, and no major damage other than the power lines were all down. 8 poles on their street were broke down.
Roger that. Do they have electricity now, or is it on that generator? What's that?
Yeah, they got electricity. It came on day before yesterday.
I remember I was calling Sherman, Sherman and Greg, one of the two. When I used to live up in the dump, we had a bad ice storm, really bad ice storm come through. Every road we drove down, every road, all the poles were snapped over. We ran that generator for 2.5 weeks. We had no power for 2.5 weeks. But luckily, we had a generator. So, yeah, so that's terrible stuff there, okay?
Yeah, man, that's a long time with no power. It would really be rough there. Yeah, it was kind of rough just the 4 or 5 days that I was out of power.
Yeah, Roger. Well, the first few days, we didn't have no power at all because we didn't own the generator. So it kind of sucked. But then a friend of ours brought a 5500. Suicide port. Our dryer was in the garage. Washer was up in the house. Dryer was in the garage, right by the back door. And he just, just unplugged the dryer and plugged the suicide port into the outlet into the generator. Ran the whole house too, except you know, you can't turn on the electric stove. And don't know, something else. But he ran the whole house 2.5 weeks, so it was nice to have Fowler there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, copy that. It's always good to have electricity. I don't know how the Amish people do it. There's a lot of those guys up there in the Mayo area. I don't know how they do it, man.
Yeah, Roger. Before I lived here, I was living in the Amish area up Germania Road there, M19 But it was a lot of Amish around here. It was good right on the main, road track. It was always worse than Pakistan up and down. But yeah, you drive at night, you drive by their houses, you can, you know, you look at their houses, you can see the little, what are those, kerosene lamps lit in there, no electricity or nothing, okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff up there now. They got like a sawmill and whatnot. And yeah, I don't know. They got all kinds of stuff there that they work with. And they have a Pioneer store now. It's pretty neat. No electric, just plugs. Some kind of generator runs it. I'm not really sure what it was, but you use it to fill propane tanks and whatnot. And, right.
Yeah, Roger, well, now that you brought that up, yeah, right by us was an Amish store we used to go into. I forgot about that. Yeah, we'd go in and no electricity or nothing. But the girl behind the counter had a 12-volt battery and a power inverter to run the cash register. That's all they had. They had, the, you know, it was one of the cash registers with digital readout. It wasn't an old cash register. But yeah, they had a 12-volt battery and hooked into a converter. And just to run the cash register, that was it. Everything else was lamps and kerosene lamps and everything. Yeah, and now that you brought that up, I remember too, because like I said, this was a store kind of stuff.
I'm going to have to check that out next time I go up there. I usually get my propane tanks filled up once a year up there, and it's only $10 a tank, so... I'm going to check that out and see how their operation is set up.
Yeah, Roger, I believe if it's still true, they're allowed one engine. Usually it's a Wisconsin twin cylinder. A lot of Amish people I see have Wisconsin twin cylinders laying around. But I guess they're allowed to own one engine, but the engine has to do the work of everything, you know. You have to use that engine only for whatever it is they're going to do, so I know that part. And I know, too, that they started putting LEDs, bright LEDs on their buggies. You know, because with all the people, with all the Amish getting hit and stuff, you know, you can't see them at night coming down the highway when they had the reflectors until you got up on them. No, so I guess they started putting bright blue LEDs on their rigs there, okay.
Yeah, I noticed that up there in Marlette. I do deliveries up in that area, and I've noticed their horse and buggies have taillights on them and whatnot now.
Well, like I said, with all the, in fact, I think when I lived up there, three times, Germania Road and Forestville Road, three buggies got broadsided, killed a few people, killed the horses too, but, you know, so then it was after that I seen them going down the road and they have, usually it was bright blue LEDs, but I've seen them with bright red LEDs and stuff, they started sticking, with good reason they're okay.
Guy I work with on Shepherd Road and Maple Valley Road over there in Marlette or Brown City. The guy I work with was telling me that a horse and buggy family was going to church and got hit, and there's all a bunch of crosses on the side of the road for them now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing, you know. Back in the day before the automobile, you know, horse and buggy was the thing. You didn't, probably didn't have too many accidents. And, but especially today, you got the horse and buggy out on the highway, and you got these cars, man, that can hook. Like I said, you get up on them, you don't even see them at night before they put the LEDs on. So you didn't see them, even though they had a reflector on the back, you didn't see them until you were up on them. You can't even tell, you know, well, it's weird, but that's the thing, though, even with the reflectors, you don't see them until you're up on them. And, you know, it could be too late or what there. Anyway, man, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the monitor side, drink my coffee, and clear the fog out of my head. But it's good talking to you, my friend. You sound good. Everything's working like it should, man. Hope you have a good day, too. And I'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793, I'll clear after your final.
All right, 793, I'll talk at you later. It was good talking to you. Hope you have a good day today, and drink lots of coffee and stay warm. This is WSTI 432, I'm mobile and monitoring.
Roger, roger. WSTU 202, we're just waving. Good morning.
202, WSTI 432, monitoring.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
WSDH 922, monitoring.
This is W S T
WSEU 202, good morning. Transmissions are all broken up. We can hear you. 202.
Microphone's not working all the time. Is the microphone breaking up?
Yes, it was. The last time you said something, yes, it was.
Yeah, I see it on the modulation thing.
Yeah, I get a couple words, but it's jumping around on you, like you said. Yeah, it might be some of my radio too. You know, I'm sitting here in front of a bunch of power wires and a bunch of beams on the top of a house.
It's breaking up on my end too. I'm over in Romeo at the moment. I forget the call sign of the guy that was talking about the mic, but it's breaking up over on this side too. So yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'll
ask EU 202. Yeah, I hear you out there in Romeo.
WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WB49, out there, Mike? WRWB 49, you out there, Mike? Copy WRWB 49, this is WSB 996 monitoring.
WIUG 48.
WIEG 48, clear. Station 544. Station out of Sheboygan, 544. WIEG 48, copy.
Morning, Officer Jack, WSB 29916, good morning.
Morning, Polly, how you doing this morning? I just want to see how you're doing. That's about it. Roger.
Jack.
I heard you looking for Mike, but probably Mike has work anyhow. All right, Polly, good talking to you, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you later. WIEG 48.
Okay, Jack, you have a good day, and this is WSBQ 996 with the monitoring.
WSBM 993, monitoring mobile.
My mobile sound good. WIEG 48. Station 218. Station 218. WIEG 48. Copy. WIEG 48. Clear.
Station 10 page. WSBM 993.
488. WSGH 922.
Sorry about that 922. I think I keyed with you, or doubled with you. WSBM 993, clear.
Now go ahead, Chad.
Station 810, page, are you still out there? WSBM 993, copy.
993 from 810, good morning, Chad.
Good morning, how you doing? Hey, I just had a question. I didn't know if you know this answer or not, but any of those Bofang radios of mine that I got, can those be programmed for police, fire, EMS at all? Do you know or no?
Possibly.
All right, yeah, I was just curious or whatever. That's what I was just asking, but... All right, yeah, that was it. WSBM 993.
Yeah, just to elaborate a little bit on that, 99.9% of all of that stuff around here is on 800 megahertz trunking systems, which your Baofengs will not do. The only related public safety stuff that I know of that's still on VHF is Bay City Fire. There's probably some others that I know of, or that I don't know of, off the top of my head, most of them are on trunking.
Roger that. Yeah, I was thinking about wanting to get me a scanner or whatever, you know, like a handheld scanner or something, you know, police, fire, EMS, you know, stuff like that, but I don't know, like, which one to get or what, you know, what one I should look into or whatever, you know, I mean, I don't even know how much money I would have to spend to get one. I mean, if they're real super expensive or if I can get a decent priced one or...
The one I got is a Whistler WS-1040, I think it is. You can find them for, like, $150 or so on eBay or even Facebook sometimes. And there's a guy named Ron up in Bay City that programs them for like $20 or so.
Roger that. So probably would want to get a the UHF VHF one, right? Digital analog. What would I need to get?
You want to get something that covers digital as well as 800 channels. But you're definitely, once you get one of those fancy units that you just put in your zip code, you're going to have to get this guy to program it for you. I don't program trunking. I don't understand enough about it to do it, and it's a real pain in the butt, I guess, from what I've been told.
Roger that. What is the trunking? What is that exactly?
implicitly what it is you have various repeaters operating on various frequencies, and when you tee up your radio, it basically looks for the best signal on the best channel and switches all the other radios that are programmed the same way over to that channel. It's what's called a control channel. That's essentially, in very simplistic, basic terms, that's what trunking is.
Yeah, copy that. So it's really not necessary or required that you have that. I mean, it's just an extra feature, basically, is what you're saying.
If you want to listen to anything effectively, you'll need to have that on your radio. It has to be trunking capable because they have to program it the way the system is programmed in order for you to be able to receive it.
Copy that. So those Whistler radios that you're talking about are referring to, those come in handhelds or just as a base radio?
They come in both.
Copy that. Those will do the job, though. Those will definitely do the VHF, UHF, EMS, police, fire, all that for Saginaw, Bay City, Midland.
Yeah, any scanner that's capable of trunking will be able to be programmed to pick those up. Like I said, when Ron programmed mine for me, it's got all these different counties. Some of them, I don't even know where these counties are that are in there. You just got to set up in different banks that you can turn on and off based on where you are or what you need. You can also download, if you like, want to listen to Saginaw, you can download Broadcastify. It's an app that you can put on your phone, and you can pick them up from there as well. But that's all you'll get is whatever's on the Saginaw channel. With you, Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 for ID. We're going to pause for a second if anyone else wants to get in there.
Roger that. Yeah, all right, Paige, I'll get with you. I'm just going to go into my appointment here or whatever. WSBM 993 clear. We're out.
Whiskey Robert Frank King, $359. I have a unit of it's a digital scanner. Control tours my bed. And it picks up trucking, P25. Right now I got a scanner at the other GMRS channels. It picks up everything and everything. But when they first came out, I paid $400 for it. Highway Patrol, I think it's called. Radio Patrol.
Roger that. I've never had one, but I'm familiar with the one you're talking about. I have a similar one from Unit, and it's a 536, I think it is. And yeah, you just punch in your zip code. It just automatically programs it all for you.
That's what this one does. You should put your zip code in. And it picks up, like why not, it's all this target is down wherever they're wanting that. There's another channel that's got Detroit and all that up that way. And it tells you what frequency it is. And if it's P25 or stuff like that. I like it. It's got a pretty good memory to it.
Yeah, roger that. Mine looks real pretty sitting on the desk. I hardly even turn it on anymore. I don't have time for it. I keep the portable in my bag with me everywhere I go, and I can't remember the last time I turned that on either. Alright, I got to say a good day to you. I just pulled in my driveway. Time for me to go to bed. Hope you have a wonderful day. Pleasure chatting with you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. We'll be playing your final.
Alright, yeah, this is Robert, downtown. I'm not downtown. Going in the Wyandotte, the street Robert, Frank King, 359. I'll be honest, I'm monitoring.
Station 488. Station 488, WSGH 92.
IAG 488.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about you? At least there's sunshine out there.
Yeah, Roger that. Looking forward to it warming up here. You on that 779 this morning?
I'm on that 779. How is sounding, by the way?
Yeah, you sounded good, Jack. Really good, as usual.
Good. That is really good. So what else in you?
Oh, I'm just waiting for the UPS man to show up today so I can look at that ham stick I bought and figure out when I'm going to get it up. Get it up in the air today, maybe.
That's not bad, really. I just want to stick a wire. That's all there is out there. And he's got the mount, so I don't know where you can put the mount. I showed you that magnet mount I had, you know. I have not touched that one because I don't have the 10-meter radio. But you know what? I don't know how frequency they are. They said a lot of frequency in it. The 10-meter also has skip land. They call it, well, an FCB they call it skip land, but it's not a CB. Where you get from all over the United States.
Yeah, that's, I think it's 27.34, I believe. They call it the Super Bowl, I believe.
That could be. I really don't know. I have not tested them at all. But I know this radio is doing the Drake I got here, but I just don't have the mic for it because it's an old radio and don't have the mic for it. I had the mic, but it doesn't work. So I'll see if I can get that the other one, that 710. That 710 is a good radio, and about four or five good friend of mine, they have that. They said it's no problem. So I don't know when I make up my mind. I really don't want to make up my mind right now until I get my license.
Yeah, Roger, that's probably a smart thing to do. Have you decided what kind of antenna you're going to go with for the HF side?
I'm going to get the 4-band. The 4-band, I'm 100% I'm going to get that one. And I have one here. I don't know, you know, how good is it, but I'm... and see what I can get on this Drake. If I can get all of them on the Drake, I mean, I can get the other one. And that antenna came out of Amazon. It was $230, something like that. I bought it last year.
Okay, you're talking about the Drake then. But you probably going to go and get that Hustler then, if it doesn't work?
I'll be honest with you, that antenna I got, it's in the garage. Not in the garage, in the shed. And I have not opened it. I opened it up and everything, but I couldn't put it because nobody to me. And it's got all those, it's got about 7 or 8 of them. The frequencies, 10, 15, 20, even got the 6 meter too. And it's not, if I find the picture, I would send it to you.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like you might be all set then, for sure. All right, well, I'll chat at you later. Heard you in here earlier this morning. Pretty quiet on the other side this morning. But we'll chat with you later. WSGH 922 will be clear in your final.
I was calling for Rando, and I don't know if Rando's out there or not. I haven't heard him in a couple of days. I just want to see how he's doing. That's all. Alright. Take care. We'll talk again. WIG 48.
Station 922, WIVG 48, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
My thanks.
I just didn't know. Yeah, I see that, Harvest.
Lift off later. WIVG 48, clear.
Okay, Jack. WSG is 92 plus.
WRWS 538 monitoring.
WRWS 257 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
Anyone else notice the Kurt repeater being a little rough today? At least over here in Farmington, I was noticing a lot more of that like 2 to 5 hertz hum in the background with some transmissions, and then also just being a little weak. I was getting like S9 yesterday, and today I'm only getting like S2 to 6 varying. Who's your 2257?
257, we hear you loud and clear up here in Saginaw, the Saginaw repeater. I do hear that little noise in the background coming in, but other than that, full quieting otherwise, for the most part, you are 100% readable. I have no issues understanding or hearing you, but I do hear that little interference or noise in the background you're talking about, but other than that, you sound perfectly okay.
Roger, I guess it must be on repeater transmit side, I guess, getting to me. Yeah, it's getting that weird background noise, and then also it's varying, like, on your transmission is all the way down to, like, S1, bounce between S1 and S6 back and forth, so not quite sure where that issue's coming in. Thanks for the response, so you should be 2-5-7 monitoring.
Roger that. Yeah, other than that, man, you sound real good, man. You sound really well. I mean, I can understand you 100%, so you're definitely sounding okay besides that little noise, but other than that, I wouldn't worry about it, but WFBM 993 clear monitoring.
WSHM837, WRWS538. WRWS538 clear.
WSHJ270 looking for a radio check.
WSHJ270, WRXG764, it's still working.
Oh, thank you very much. This is WSHJ270, are you out there, Sam? WSHJ270, are you out there, Sam? You got it on this channel? Do you have your radio on, Sam? This is WSHJ270. One more time there, Sam. You have your radio on? This is WSHJ270. You have your radio on, Sam?
WSBM 993 mobile for radio check.
347, this is Dan WRTC. 347, maybe I get the number wrong. If you came in loud and clear, Purple Peter out of Redford.
Copy that. Thank you very much for the radio check. WSBM 993 clear, mobile, Saginaw. Repeater, Saginaw County. We're clear. Thank you.
94993, WRTC 347.
Check, repeater check. WRUM 802, repeater check. Over.
Hello, this is
Harley here. You came in early, broke up.
Unfortunately, I'm inside my house where I have reflective paint and moldy glass. I'm going to have to get an outside antenna.
It sounded much better that time. I'm on an HT inside a truck heading south toward Vanderbilt.
Unfortunately, I've got a wife.
Thank you much. You have a great day as well. It's going to be a beautiful one.
WRJA 737 is a repeater check. I'm out here in Flint. I hear you loud and clear. No problem.
WRXJ 363 monitoring.
You're not making it in there, station. I got no cop on your last. WSET 257.
This is WSGB 419 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring mobile.
WRWB 489.
This is WSGB 419 looking for a radio check.
Radio check just sounds good.
That's where I'm going to be.
All right.
Copy on you. A little scratchy, but you're moving. So am I. So it's Roger.
The wave is 419 still. Yeah, I'm pinging the Mount Clemens repeater right in Pontiac at Telegraph and M59 there.
Roger that. I'm on Detroit, 625 there. Roger.
Yeah, that's all I'm about to hear you from.
All right, 419, you have a good one. We'll get back with you another time. We got our destination. WRZX 218, we're going to be clear after you.
WSGP 419, you still out there, 708? Yeah, I read you, 419, I'm here. I'm not sure if you can get me, though. I got you loud and clear there. Okay. I'm at Walton and Joslin, so I think I'm at a high point, and that's probably why I'm reaching it. I feel bad you have to do this to Yeah, it's that downtown area, man. It's a breakthrough. Every day.
WRXJ363 monitoring.
Do you copy 419? Hey buddy, I can barely hear you. I just caught the tail end of that. Let me try it on high power. How is this? Like you're sitting right next to me. Much better. So when you have it on medium, that's 20 watts, or when you put it the SWR meter on, it would work out. When checking the SWR, it's supposed to be 20 watts on paper. It was really between 13 and 15. 0708.
Whatever that was, you have no audio. WRQ224.
This is WSHJ270. Do I have audio now?
Yeah, there you go. You got a kind of like a hum in the background, though.
I don't know if that's the repeater, because I hear something in with your signal, too. Earlier today, I was getting comments that my audio was breaking up. I guess I lost you. There's WSHJ-270. We're clear and standing by.
FTU-844.
Do you have your radio on? This is WSHJ-270. You out there, Samuel? No contact on Samuel. This is WSHJ-270. Clear.
Yes, seven.
WSGI-432, monitoring the mobile.
WASFT-308, mobile and monitoring the frequency. WSCU-202.
This is Whiskey Sierra Hotels Golf 412. Anybody out there hear me?
Hey, 202, we can hear you.
WSHW-556, radio test. Anybody got a copy on me?
WRT-547, no crackle and good signal quality.
Good, good. That's good to hear. I've been trying to get this thing to work all day, and I just figured out what my issue was. Glad to see I finally got it figured out, and you're coming in crystal clear as well.
Thank you very much. This is WRTP 347, clear.
WSHW 556, clear.
Station 772, WIUG 48, copy.
I hear you, 772. This is KWS-HU-828, Sahara Hotel Uniform 828.
I don't know, you're really crackling. Are you on a handheld?
I am on a handheld, and I'm also connected to the Mount Clemens repeater.
I'm from Detroit repeater. You can switch to Detroit repeater. Roger.
This is WSHU-828 on the Detroit repeater. Am I any better?
Now, if you're on a handheld, do me a favor. Hold your handheld straight up in the air. You'll be good, because that's what those repeaters are all about. You have to have your handheld straight.
That's what I'm doing, bro. I am like 12 miles away from it.
That's no problem. Anyhow, maybe the antenna will help you out. I don't know if you have this antenna. Nagoya 771G.
Nagoya, 771G.
I'll have to see if that's any better. I did get like one of those folding antennas that are 3 feet. I don't have it on this watch, so when I come home I can try that.
Well, that's what you need. You need the antenna 771G, Nagoya. It's from Amazon. It's about $20 rate antenna. You'll do a lot better with that handheld. And what's the name of that handheld, by the way?
It's the Falcon 1215. I think it's about the AR-771 antenna.
I tell you, that's not going to work, that antenna for you. But if we get that antenna, it'd be better off, because I have about 6 or 7 of them, those Bullwink, and that's all I have on them. And I can talk to you on one of them, if you like, and see what's the difference. And they're all 771G Nagoya. It's on Amazon. Roger.
All right, I'm going to have to leave though right now because traffic is getting a little more compact and I want to stay focused. This is WSU828 signing off.
Yeah, no problem. We'll help you out. Don't worry about it. We'll help you out anytime you like. WIG38 clear. Station 772. Station again, 772. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48, copy. Station 544. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 488, WSTM 993.
Go ahead, WIUG 48.
How's it going, Jack? Just wanted to jump in there and say hi. It's Chad over here. Just wanted to jump in and say hi. Hope all's going well out your way in Rochester Hills. Weather's pretty nice today here, and just enjoying it. I heard tomorrow's supposed to be even nicer. Just wanted to jump in there and say hi, my friend. Hope all's going well. WSTM 993.
Hey, yeah, I'm doing good. Anyhow, oh, Chad, I sent you a picture with that, and I want to tell you about that app. I like that app, because if I don't know the answer, and if you look at that app on top, it says, I don't know, and you click on that and give you the right answer. And that's one thing I like about that app.
Hey, Roger, that's the one for the $4.99 there on Google, or on the Play Store, on the App Store there, right, for $4.99?
And that will be easy for you to learn. Because if you click I don't know on the right corner, it gives you the right answer, and that's all you gotta, you know that right answer.
Roger that, I hear ya. When you go to the location to take those technician class tests, when you go to like Flint or wherever to go do it or wherever, or testing place, you go in there and take the test, and let's say you don't pass. Can you stay there and take it again right that same day, or do you got to come back later on?
Sometime it worked. I did it twice in one day because they had enough time. If they say they don't have enough time and they got to go, you cannot do anything about it. But if they say they do have time, they can give you another test. It's no problem. That's why what you do when you go there and ask, if I fail from the first one, can I take the second one? They might say, we do have enough time for you. that might say don't, when we don't, because they're, you know, they got life too. Roger.
Hey, Roger that. What is it, about $12, $15 or so, $10, $15 to take that test?
It's about $15, but you know what? I do have somebody online, if you want to do it online, but you got to have a computer, and I don't know if you have the computer or not.
Roger that. You can't. Come on in. There you go. Sorry about that, Jack. Can't use a telephone or a phone or whatever to go online and get the test online with a phone?
No phone, because they gotta, you gotta open that computer and you gotta have that, camera. You gotta have cameras. One camera for the computer, you gotta have that. To turn that, they have to turn it on, and they gotta watch you when you're taking the test.
Hey, Roger that. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna try to look on there and play around with it and try to, you know, see what I can do or whatever, and I might download that one for $4.99 too.
I would do that, and anything you don't know, just say, I don't know, on top, on the right side, and it give you the right answer. And that's how you figure it out. That's what I did. You know, it didn't take that long to figure it out. Anyhow, when you buy that app, I'll tell you what else to do. You gotta take the exam test. If you take that exam, there's an exam test in that. If you take that exam test over and over and over and over by maybe 10 times, and you're over the 80, you got it.
Hey, Roger that. How many times did you all together, how many times did you have to test and take your test, how many times before you passed it?
I did it, I did it with about 5-6 times, so I got 100. That's how I did it. When I got 100, I said, that's it, I'm ready. And you know what, there's by you there in the print, there's a place you can go there, you know, I told you the website you can go on, and it's ARRL, and you go on their website, and that's what I told you, you gotta have a computer. I mean, you can go on your phone and do that, but on the test you gotta have a computer.
Roger that. All right, Jack, well, I appreciate it, Ben, or whatever. We'll get back in touch or whatever, but I appreciate it. I just wanted to jump in there and say hi and whatnot. You take care and have a good day and the rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring on your final.
Hi, Chad. Do your best out there, and that's all you can do anyhow. Take care. WIEG 48. Over there, I think you're on a handheld. If you're on a handheld, you gotta hold up your handheld straight up in the air, and you'll do a little bit better. See, there's a lot of difference. I heard my name, which is it right? You know what I mean? And also, are you inside the building? If you're inside the house, be by the window. Another thing. Are you on 675 repeater?
Five.
No problem. You're on 625. Now, there's another thing is, see if we can find a clear shot a little bit, you know, if you're outside. You know what I mean by clear shot? I mean, no trees a little bit around you or close by the house. You'll do a lot better, believe me. I know that. No, I didn't get none of that.
Station 330, WSBM 993, radio check coming in loud and clear.
Thank you kindly, want to make sure all set was worked. WSFF330, clear.
Yes, sir, full quiet, clear, crystal clear, no crackling, no popping, no nothing. Full modulation and very full quieting, sounds very good. WSBM 993, clear.
WSBI 847, WIUG 48, copy. I'll try one more time. WSBI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WR357.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Go on 922, WSGI 432 here.
432, Jimmy, how you doing? I haven't heard you in a few days.
Yeah, I've been on here. I just haven't heard you either. I heard you the other morning, though, you and Dave, but I was too far to reach. I was out there in the Elmont area, and wasn't going through, so I got to start work early nowadays, so.
Oh, yeah, I was reaching out the other morning, talking to Sherman, and I'm like, where's Jimmy at this morning? He said, I don't know. So, anyways, how you doing?
Things pretty good. Been a long week, and 6:30 to 5 now for the summer hours. Coming home and relaxing, listening to you talk on the radio here and there, and that's about it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, any more thought to getting your Ham ticket?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. It's been kind of quiet on this radio lately, so I think it might be time to move over.
Yeah, if you like popping over here, you'll love it on that. The other side there, it's a lot of fun. I just got my HF antenna up today and was listening to a guy out in San Diego, California, another one out in Chile, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, man, that sounds pretty interesting. Might have to definitely look into that.
Yeah, it's making me want to get my next license. I got the technician, but I want to go and get the general so I can really talk on the HF side more, upper bands and stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Gives you a lot of other opportunities for sure.
That's fairly easy.
I'm going to say no. I mean, I'm 61, and it wasn't that easy for me. although, you know, I was able to study for, I think I studied for like 2 weeks, off and on throughout the day and that. But for 2 weeks I studied, and then I took the test. But there's a good tool out there. It's called hamstudy.org. Look at that and click on the technician and just start doing a study question. You can take a practice test. So just do the study questions until you get to where you've at least seen 90% of the questions, if not 100% of the questions, and then start taking tests. And once you get over 85-90%, you're ready.
Copy that. How many questions do they have on the test?
There's 35 questions, and I think you can miss 9, I think it is.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll check out that website there later tonight and give it a shot. Maybe I'll be over there on that side of the radio here.
Yeah, good deal. Love to have you, for sure. Just making a bunch of new friends over there, and there's what they call nets, where they, a bunch of people gather on, and usually they have a subject or something, you know, that they talk about and pass it around to everybody. It's pretty cool. But there's a bunch of those nets, like noon, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, there's one, and there's a couple local nets here that Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So there's a bunch of those going on, too.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. For sure, I'll have to definitely check it out.
Yeah, it is. The HF thing really interests me right now as you know, talking to people around the world. It's super cool. So, all right, Jimmy, I got to run out of here, but good talking with you. Take a look at that, for sure. Let me know if you have any questions or whatever. I can help you along, for sure. So we'll talk at you later. WSGH-92 will be clear on your final.
All right, man. Yeah, I appreciate all the help and whatnot. So, yeah, I'll definitely keep in touch, and I'll look at that tonight. Yeah, it was good talking to you, and have a good day. WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSGI 847. WSGI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Station 922, Station 922, Greg, WSDM 993, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, Ron here. I was just curious. I think it was you, maybe the other gentleman that you were talking to there. I was just wondering, where about this Elmont, Michigan at? Is that a small town or a big town, or where exactly is that at? Do you know?
It's off of 69 and 53. You take 69 towards Lapeer, and you go past Lapeer, and you'll come to Emily City. And you take 53 south. Elmont's, I don't know, maybe 5-10 miles down south of 69.
Roger that. Yeah, I've was just kind of curious or whatever. It must be a small little town or whatever, I'm assuming, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a medium-sized town.
Yeah, copy that. I was just curious. All right, but other than that, man, you've been doing all right. I hope all is well your way and whatnot. Hope your Friday is going good and you're having a good evening and whatnot. You've been doing okay otherwise?
Yeah, roger that. I just was talking to Jimmy there, 432, and I was telling him I had just put my HF, I got my tech license for the ham side, and I just got a HF antenna up and was messing around with that and listening to a bunch of stations all over the world. Pretty cool. So other than that, doing well.
Roger that. That's cool, man. Sounds pretty awesome, pretty interesting and whatnot. All right, man. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in there or whatever, ask that quick question, say howdy or whatnot. Take care. Have a good rest of your Friday evening, and hope all is well otherwise, and we'll talk again. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
All right, Chad, have a good night. WSBH 932, we're clear.
WSFZ 793, monitoring.
Good evening, 793 Dave, WSBM 993.
Good evening, right back, 993. Chad, what's happening, my friend?
Not too much, my friend. You've been doing all right. Haven't heard you out around lately. You've been okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Little here, little there, things like that. I just turned it on 5 minutes ago. Not 5 minutes ago, about 2 minutes ago. See what's happening out here, there. Okay.
Roger that, man. Sounding really good. Sounding really good over this way, man. Coming in crystal clear, full quieting, no diesel noise, none of that. Sounding real good tonight. Just wanted to jump in there, Dave, and say hi. You have yourself a good evening. We'll do it again, and you take care for now. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger. I appreciate the concern doing that, and as usual, you're in full quieting, sounding good, just like you always do, no problems at all. Good talking to you, my friend, always good talking to you. You have yourself a good evening out there. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring.
What's going on there, Dave? WRWB 489.
Good evening, Mike. Not much. Did a bunch of stuff today and then came in here and I was looking through Tubi and I found the movie Apocalypse Now. I don't know if you ever seen it. I seen it once when I was younger and I started watching it. I ain't finished it yet, but I'm probably gonna have nightmares tonight, Roger.
Yeah, that was a pretty good movie. And then there was the other one, Apocalypse Now Redone or something.
Oh, you know what movie I'm talking about. Yeah, the first one with Charlie Sheen. Martin Sheen and Marlon Brando and... Oh, I forgot the other guy's name. He played the lawyer in The Godfather. He says, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know what it smells like? Victory.
Yeah, I saw that movie years ago on Encore.
I've seen it when I was like 18 or 19 or something, man. I thought, wow, that's a crazy movie. And then I happened to be going through my Tubi list here, and they have it up there, and I remember this movie, I think, so I started, well, I'm about halfway through it. I took a break. It's a 2.5-hour movie. But so far, it's wild. But other than that, ain't nothing else happening now, okay?
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I'm just hanging out with the big man and his buddy.
Are you with the big man now?
Yep, roger. And WSBQ 996.
Yeah, roger that. Will you tell them all I said hello? You know the drill there. What you guys doing over there?
I just built a big bonfire.
Oh, temperature went down. I see here. It was almost 60 earlier. I was outside for a bit. Wasn't too bad. Now I'm looking at it, it says it's 46. Cold out there?
A little chilly, but, you know, by this big, massive fire, you know, it's pretty warm. It's putting out some BTUs.
Yeah, roger that. So I think that you're on an HT, eh?
Correct. Just on the, little, you know, Bofang UV-21.
Yeah, roger. Well, it sounds good, man. Full quieting, all signal, all modulation, no noise, no nothing on that end there, okay?
Yeah, copy. Yeah, we're just sitting out here, you know, watching the bonfire and looking at the river.
Wow, that sounds so cool. I miss them days. May have to do that again sometime, man, before my chips are cashed in. I think I'm going to have to do something like that, because that sounds so good. I'm picturing it in my head right now. And I remember when you used to do that and how much fun that stuff was. All right, Mike, let me go ahead and set this thing on monitor side. I don't want to hog up the frequency and stuff and whatever the case. You guys have fun out there. Have yourself a good evening, and tell the big man and everybody I said hello, don't forget. And we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSFZ 793, I'll clear and monitor after your final.
All right, we'll catch you later, Dave. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Good morning, or good afternoon, good evening there, Dave, WSBU 844.
Good evening right back to you, Sherman. How are you this evening, sir?
Real good, real good. How about you?
Yeah, it's good to hear. I'm doing all right, WSFZ 793 ID. I was just telling Mike out there, I was going through the list on Tubi and I found Apocalypse Now, the movie. I remember seeing it when I was about 18. I thought it was crazy, so I was watching it. I got halfway through it. I got it paused because it's a 2.5-hour movie. Yeah, that's a wild movie there, okay.
Roger, roger. I don't think I ever saw it. I don't know. I was young back in those days, and I don't know. I had nightmares if I watched scary movies when I was younger.
Yeah, roger that. Well, if that's the case, then you might not want to watch it, because it's a movie about Vietnam and stuff, but not Charlie Sheen. I just had the guy's name, Charlie Sheen's dad there. And, oh boy, I'm telling you, I'm losing my train of thought here. Anyway, it's a crazy movie, probably give you nightmares. Martin Sheen, and, boy, I just had the guy's name. I just told Mike the guy's name. The guy that played Don Vito in The Godfather. Marlon Brando and a couple others, man. It's a crazy movie.
All right, that's a different kind of movie than no. I love those old war movies. All right, I was thinking of something doing with bugs or I don't know, horror movie. But okay, yeah, I like those kind of movies.
Yeah, I do too. I love mob movies, but yeah, I like watching them Vietnam movies. I've seen a lot of them, but this one's like, I'm surprised they didn't ban or something. It shows a lot of good stuff, guts and everything, and whatever. But other than that, though, how are you and Kelly doing?
We're doing real good. We've got a new furnace. We've got some new light fixtures, some cool fans hanging from the ceiling, and I got some new spotlights for outside. So, yeah, things are going well.
Yeah, okay. Did you get the under the house situated?
Negative, but yeah, we found out that our new tankless water heater was leaking, so they had to come back out here and fix that. So I don't know. Just got to keep an eye on it. You got to keep a fan going on down there.
Yeah, roger that. So I think it's a new one that you're talking about.
Roger, yeah, the hot water tank that we had in this house was probably the original from 1990. So, yeah, we looked in the tankless, and that lasts longer, and it's guaranteed for a long time, so we went with that.
Yeah, roger. I don't know anybody with a tankless one, but I mean, like, you get hot water the moment you open the tap, or do you have to wait, like as if you had the regular water, you have to wait for it to heat up?
Yeah, you gotta wait, like the hot water tank, where the hot water has to come to where the, but it stays. You could take a trip to Florida and come back, and it'd still be hot. So it's endless.
Yeah, okay, that's cool, and, well, no pun. You know, you'd be taking a shower, and nice hot shower and everything, and all of a sudden have the water come out cold on you, and, that's nasty business there. But, yeah, cool, one, you got constant running hot water. What's the situation on the John Deere? You ain't looked at it yet?
Yeah, I'll probably look at that tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to go a little to the west. We're going to go to Davidson. There's a craft show out there that Kelly wants to check out and have some breakfast, and then we'll come back and then we'll get her done around here tomorrow. So, yeah, I'll go out there before I fire it up and take a look.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, man, anything you need or anything, just call me. I can help you. I'd be more than happy to help you out. If you know, need to know something or something, just call me, and I can help you out over the phone. We'll get it going. So, all right, very good. I'm gonna put it on the monitor side and open up the frequency. I don't want to be hogging it, so. But it's great talking to you. I can hear Kelly in the background. Tell her I said hello. You're sounding good, and hope you have a good rest of the evening there, my friend. And we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring after your final.
Roger, roger. Yeah, Kelly says hi, and yeah, good talking to you, buddy.
Hello.
You heard her. So, yeah, we'll talk at you later. WSGU 844. We'll be monitoring. Talk at you later.
All right, that made me laugh. All right, roger, roger.
WSHR 566 to 844, you got a copy?
Hello, Kev. WSTU 844. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. I know Dave is on there monitoring too, so you can hear me. I got some information about the repeater on the Macomb County building. There was a guy working on it yesterday. He said he got some info on it. He was trying to put up
most of that, but yeah, you sounded real good when you first started, and then it was crackling up, but yeah, you said that you talked to the guys that was working on the repeater, and he's going to get it fixed real soon, but you didn't know when.
Yeah, that's affirmative on that.
Copy that. Did you have a busy day at work today?
No, we went up to station one today and looked at the new engine and find out where they're putting all the different stuff. I think next week we're going to start training on it, pumping and stuff like that. So, and then I had a protocol a test to take for my EMP through Macomb County. That thing was hard, Sherman. I had to take it like 4 or 5 times before I passed the dang thing.
No, copy that. But hey, congratulations, you passed it. That's a good thing. So, do you like the new the engines?
Oh yeah, I like them, man. They put the lights on it today, man. That thing comes down the road, it's gonna blind you. Yeah, when it starts up, it's got a Cummins in it, but it almost sounds like a Detroit diesel. But yeah, it's a nice truck. I like it. I mean, some of the guys don't, but you ain't gonna satisfy everybody, you know.
Yeah, it's like the wife just said, never can. So if they're better than the Scuffins?
No, nothing's going to be the Scuffin, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, very cool. Now, my favorite's the Pierce Quantum when they first came out back in the early 90s. That's my favorite truck.
Oh yeah, Pierce are good fire trucks too, but I like fire trucks, I like them all, but they're all the same. They got the only thing that's different with them is the chassis. I mean, all the components and all that, they're all the same.
Roger, roger. Yeah, as long as they're not built on a Monday or a Friday, you know, this will be good.
Yeah, affirmative.
Do you have any calls today? I didn't have my radios with me today. I left them both back in my personal vehicle.
Yeah, we didn't have too much today. Some medicals, that was it, but nothing really nothing really to brag about.
Oh, that's a good thing. Well, and you made it home, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, I wanted to let you know. I know you said you didn't know if you'd be able to go, but next Saturday is the Box 42 meeting. So if you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. I'm planning on going. So.
Yeah, I'll talk it over to the wife and get back with you on that. But yeah, I'd like to go.
The wife has spoken.
Don't say that too much louder, she'll whip me. She's got that whip right by her side. Bless you. So when do you work next there, Kev?
Today and probably next Friday.
Roger, because yeah, I'll get back with you to see if I can get in there to get pictures of engine 3.
Yeah, that's affirmative. I haven't looked at the schedule to see if I'm at Station 1. I should be at Station 1 on Monday.
Roger, and you're there till 6, right?
Yeah, I'm there till 6. I'll probably talk to you over the weekend on the radio. Like I said, I'll look and see if they made the schedule out yet for Monday, and I'll let you know.
Copy that. You guys do 8 or 12?
I work 12.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Did you say 12?
Yeah, I work 12, Sherman.
Copy that. What does your wife do for a living?
Well, Sherman, I was glad to talk to you. I heard you talking to Dave on there, so I didn't want to interrupt. I'm over here watching Tubi also. I'm watching Third Watch. So you have yourself a good evening tonight, and hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow or during the weekend. WSHR 566 Clear.
Okie dokie, Dave. Have yourself a good night. And, yeah, we'll definitely give you a holler tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of your night. And, that vintage Third Watch, yeah, I haven't seen those in a while. So, yeah, we're jamming to some music. So, yeah, we'll talk to you later. To the SGU 844, and we'll be on the side.
Good evening, 566. Appreciate, letting me know what's happening there. And have yourself a good evening there, and watch your Third Watch there. WSOC Southern Night Green Monitoring.
Yeah, you have a good night too, Dave. I hope I'll talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566 Clear.
Yeah, I copy you there, station. WSCG 257.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Have a good night. WSTX 302 clear.
so glad that I'm glad that I'm glad. WSDY 438. Just glad to be glad.